WTOP News Time, 422.
Now to guns. The first congressional hearing on gun control since the Connecticut school massacre has included a dramatic appeal for tougher gun laws from wounded former Congressman Gabrielle Giffords. She says, be courageous. The Senate hearing included testimony from the National Rifle Association's Wayne LaPierre.
My problem with background checks is you're never going to get criminals to go through universal background checks.
Reaction from Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
Mr. LaPierre, that's the point. The criminals won't go to purchase the guns because there'll be a background check. We'll stop them from the original purchase.
Joining us to talk more about all this, Major Garrett, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent. Good to talk to you again, Major.
Hey, great to be with you guys. And I'll let you know there's a weather note even here at the White House. Outside the briefing room, there are a row of two deep sandbags because if it rains a lot, the briefing room tends to flood. So we got the sandbags up. Just a weather note here from the White House.
Wow.
Good to know that.
That is. Let's talk about what's going on Capitol Hill right now and how the president is trying to deal with the gun control issue. It seems the sides are still staying firmly in their corners. Are we seeing any such thing as a compromise here?
Not yet. And Jay Carney, the White House press secretary today, was asked, you know, is the president concerned or doing anything to deal with Senate Democrats, those in his own party, who are reluctant to endorse the kind of gun control measures the president and the vice president put forward? And even the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, when asked yesterday, was much more forward-leaning about pushing immigration reform legislation and said the Senate would consider gun control legislation. So even at the top echelons of the Senate Democratic side, there is hesitation to deal with this issue as aggressively as the president has. Carney said that the president's calling and trying to lobby those senators on the Democratic side. So far, unpersuasively, this is going to be a very big uphill climb for the president.
Hesitation, Major, or backpedaling after Connecticut?
Well, no one wants to be accused right now of backpedaling. Everyone wants to sort of be in this posture of, well, I want to take a look at all the facts, share all the testimony, but it is clear that given the opportunity after Newtown to move forward and say they would be willing to endorse the various gun control measures the president's put forward, many Senate Democrats, particularly from Arkansas, Louisiana, other parts of the country that have a more rural constituency, some up for re-election this next election cycle, just aren't there yet. And whether they will get there or not is probably going to depend in part on the president and what he always says, the American people have to lobby those members directly themselves.
Is there a sense of what really is success on this? For example, if the president can get a successful bill through expanding background checks and that's as far as he goes, is that a win, or does he have to go farther than that, get an assault weapons ban and those sorts of things?
The White House won't discuss parsing this or limiting it or diminishing its expectations, but those in the law enforcement and gun control community that I've talked to believe if this whole process, at the end of the day, gets nothing more than universal or near-universal background checks, they believe that would be, a significant accomplishment and probably the most effective tool out there. That the assault weapons ban may be too difficult, but if in compromising you don't achieve that but get universal background checks, they could live with that.
All right, Major, and we hope the briefing room doesn't flood.
And me too.
Okay, bring your galoshes.